Late today, a statement appeared on WikiLeaks' website attributed to Edward Snowden in Moscow. It makes no mention of an asylum application to Russia, but the statement does criticize the Obama administration for allegedly pressuring countries to deny Snowden's asylum petitions. Snowden thanks those who have helped him these past few weeks and says, quote, "I am unbowed in my convictions." The case of Edward Snowden has brought to light the large number of people who have security clearances. 5 million people in the U.S. have been granted the authority to look at classified information, and 1.4 million of them have top secret clearance, highest classification. Everyone with a security clearance has to undergo a background check, and those investigations are overseen by the Federal Office of Personnel Management. But they're often conducted by outside contractors. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the biggest of those contractors is now under investigation.
The company is USIS, which ironically used to be a part of the government until it was spun off in 1996 as part of the Reinventing Government project. USIS conducts some 45% of all government background investigations, but at a recent congressional hearing, it was revealed that USIS is itself under investigation in what was labeled a complicated contract fraud case. And the government says there may have been problems with a background check USIS conducted of alleged NSA leaker Edward Snowden. In fact, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri said there have been numerous problems with background checks conducted by federal employees and private contractors.
At least 18 investigators have been convicted of falsifying investigations since 2007. These convictions called into question hundreds of top secret level clearances as well as hundreds of lower level clearances. There are more than 40 other active and pending investigations into fabricated investigations, and it is possible that there are far more.
At that hearing, the Inspector General of the Office of Personnel Management testified that most of the cases involved fabricating background reports, where the background investigators report interviews that never occurred, record answers to questions that were never asked, and records checks that were never conducted. IG Patrick McFarland.
I'm here to inform you that there is an alarmingly insufficient level of oversight of the Federal Investigative Services Program. The lack of independent verification of the organization that conducts these important background investigations is a clear threat to national security.
In a statement on its website, USIS says the Office of Personnel Management informed the company that it is not aware of any open criminal case against USIS and that the company has fully cooperated with the government's civil investigative efforts. The government spends about $1 billion a year to conduct background checks. Scott Amy of the Project on Government Oversight questions whether it's a good idea for the government to be contracting out so many of its background investigations.
At first glance, you know, especially with the current environment, you have to say, you know, no, it's not. I mean, is this a process that you want in the hands of government contractors that are really kind of the first line of defense when it comes to doing a background check that generally can result in the employee getting access to classified information?
And the background check process itself is flawed, according to one holder of a security clearance. John Hamray is a former Deputy Secretary of Defense and is now president of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Hamray, who recently had to renew his clearance, says the process is a relic of the Cold War.
They'll send investigators out to all of your neighbors to say, does John Hamray live at XYZ location? It's, you know, 50 years ago, people lived in neighborhoods and they interacted in neighborhoods, but that isn't the way people live in America anymore. But yet we go through the process just like it's 1957 and somebody living next door is going to know whether I have people that come into my house that look like they're spies. This is crazy.
Hamray says antiquated background checks should give way to 21st century risk assessment techniques. There are calls in Congress, meanwhile, to strengthen oversight of the security clearance process. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.